President William Ruto has announced that his administration has shushed $13 billion funding from the Chinese government to install ultra-modern learning equipment in technical and vocational education training, TVET, institutions in Kenya. President Ruto on Tuesday affirmed that the funding had been approved to equip 70 TVET institutions in the country, adding that they will be crucial in improving the quality of skills transfer. The head of state also disclosed that the Italian government has already committed to equip 40 additional institutions countrywide. "We are in the process of equipping 70 TVET institutions with the state-of-the-art equipment, in partnership with the government of China." The funding of shush $13 billion was approved this morning, President Ruto said. He was speaking at the Nyeri National Polytechnic, where he lit the flame to mark 100 years since the inception of TVET institutions in the country. Another 40 institutions will be equipped by the government of Italy to improve the quality of learning and the skills transferred to the young people, he said. Currently, Kenya has 223 technical training institutions and 24 national polytechnics. The president told youths to utilize the opportunities offered by his administration for them to transform the country's economy. "I want to tell TVET students of this country that, in the ecosystem of the plan that we are putting together as a government, there are opportunities from every sector of our plan for them to play their rightful role in driving the economy of our country. Those opportunities are spread both locally and internationally," President Ruto said. He said his government is finalizing cementing bilateral labor agreements with 19 countries so as to provide opportunities for local youths to transfer their different skills. "We have a deliberate program of ensuring that Kenyans run the world by exporting our labor across many borders. The young people must set their eyes on the horizon knowing that we have fashioned those opportunities deliberately," he said. He said his government has set aside shush $28.3 billion towards TVET learning in the current financial year, adding that they intend to increase it accordingly. The president further announced that the government is recruiting 2,000 additional tutors and that they intend to increase the number to over 4,000. He said that his government, through the Ministry of Education, has overhauled the curriculum assessment model in TVETs and aligned it to the constitution. "We resolved that we needed a different assessment tool for our TVET institutions. Many students used to fail exams in TVET institutions because they are poor in English language. For instance, when you are a Mason, you don't need to be perfect in English. If education is the key, then TVET is the master key," he said. The head of state's declared his support for his deputy Rigathi Gachagua in his fight against illicit brews and drug abuse in the country. "I must announce here today that we will deal with the people who want to destroy the future of our young people through illicit brews and drugs. Nobody will die from becoming sober. If anybody gets sick, he or she will be taken to the hospital. We must be a working nation but not a drinking nation," President Ruto said. Education Cabinet Secretary Ezekiel Machogu said his ministry is focused on ensuring that the majority of youths in the country get competent skills to fit in the industry market. "We have linked our institutions with industries to allow industry-led learning programs through the duo training approach. TVETs offer the majority of Kenyans a chance to upgrade their skills," Machogu said. Kenya Association of Technical Training Institutions, KATTI, National Governing Council Chairman David Mwangi said the flame will afterwards be taken to all TVET institutions in the country for 4 months. Mwangi said a group of athletes will traverse the 47 counties with the torch and finalize the race on July 31, 2024, at Kibete National Polytechnic, where the main centenary celebrations will be graced by President Ruto. The athletes will include TVET trainees and practitioners. The celebrations will culminate to a 3-day national conference at the Kibete National Polytechnic.